It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time. Brock and Hunter, the Plan B After Show podcast.
Hey.
You dumb son of a bitch.
Jeez. Started off like that, huh?
Good Lord, you dumb fucking son. Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson's.
Feel bad for your children. Yeah. If you ever have children.
You dumb fucking idiot.
You know what? I'm just screaming at
you
kids.
Stupid fucking idiot.
Dad,
why, right, Dad? Anyway, your After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. They're open for you, man. You need your cycle worked on, they got you covered. Go see them. They got awesome reviews on Google, too, by the way. 269-876-0882. Gilson Cycle, bringing it to you.
Gilson, your
obviously Plan B After Show podcast every Friday is five facts, five opinions. So let's do it, boys. And girls,
Throw some facts, man. Throw some good facts. Come on, clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack. Fact number one, opinion number one. White elephant gifts got their name from an old practice by kings in Asia where if they were upset with a subject, they'd give them a rare albino elephant, which was expensive and difficult to maintain. Really?
What?
So white elephant, you know, that's what people do. You get that concept. So kings in Asia, when they were upset with a subject, they would give them a rare albino elephant, which was expensive and difficult to maintain. Okay, but don't you think getting the elephant would be hard, like an albino elephant? This can't be a real fact. Someone had to make this thing up.
What's going on? An albino, there ain't too many albino elephants, I'll tell you that much. And I don't care how far back you lift.
Yeah.
It ain't a common thing.
I mean,
so,
it's in the title, rare albino elephant. They're rare. Right. So it's like, oh, yeah. I mean, if you get mad that often, you're going to run out of albino elephants, right?
You know, and if it is a true fact, it's a stupid-ass king, man. It's a rare-ass elephant. And you're just giving it away?
Couldn't you just give them a regular elephant? Wouldn't that I don't think albino elephants are harder maintained than a regular elephant. Am I wrong in that?
Yeah. People are just morons back in the day. It's just another fact to prove my point.
How stupid they could be.
God.
Thanks for the elephant. Yeah, it was very difficult to get, and now I'm giving it to you. It's stupid.
Thanks. It's worth a lot of money. I'm going to sell it.
Exactly. Do I need to keep it? No. No, you have to. No, I don't. All right.
King for long, huh? Yeah.
I'm gonna train my elephant to trample you, king. Fact number two, opinion number two. The country of San Marino has played 164 international soccer matches and won only one. They beat Liechtenstein in 2004. Shut it down, guys.
Yeah, shut it down. You know what? Dan Marino should move to San Marino.
I'm Dan Marino from San Marino, of the San Marino Marinos.
I have no idea what you just said with that fact. I just kept thinking about Dan Marino for some reason. Die, Dan, die.
Laces out, Dan. No, okay.
Wait, so what happened? They just didn't win any games forever or something?
You literally didn't hear a single word I said. Country of San Marino has played 164 international soccer matches and won only one of them. They beat Liechtenstein in 2004.
Hang it up. You're right. All right. Yep. Hang it up.
Yeah. How could you justify keeping that in, like, keeping it going? Shut it down.
Right. Dude, even the Lions win once in a while, and still people are like, dude, just.
Yeah.
Close it up.
Shut it down.
You know, this team, though, man. What, are they just getting a bunch of rooks, dude? Yeah, come on.
You'd think at some point I'm going to look up the country of San Marino.
They need like a Charlie from the Mighty Ducks or something. One of those guys, you know.
Charlie.
Or what was the soccer one? The Big Green?
Oh, Big Green. There you go. Yeah.
Where the kid comes and he's like sick at soccer and what's he get hurt? No, was he dumb? He doesn't pass or something?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. All right, San Marino's in Italy, all right? It's a small little country in Italy. And I feel like you could get some people there. Dude, it's tiny, man. It's literally like, I would say like 3 miles wide.
Yeah.
Three miles wide and like 5 miles long. Why is that even a country?
Laces out, sand.
I'm Dan Marino from San Marino, the San Marino Marinos. That makes me laugh. Anyway, all right. There you go. Fact number three, opinion number three. Happy hours have been banned in Ireland since 2003.
It's too much drinking. They already drink enough. And yeah, like, yeah, it's, it's,
it, it increases the excuse to drink harder during happy hour.
I the Irish just love to drink, huh?
Yeah, they do. Bunch of not redheaded drunks. Over there.
Play golf and drink, huh?
Ireland was amazing. Kiki and I went there, what was that, 2018?
Was it like Family Guy when you land, when the plane landed? It was in a bunch of cans.
Cans and potatoes. No, it's a beautiful country with just wonderful people. We had an awesome time, and I would live there. I would live in Ireland. Absolutely. Absolutely.
How are the teeth? How are the teeth over there?
Teeth are fine. Yeah, teeth are fine. Teeth are fine.
That's Britain, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Them and their tea and fucking cookies that they have. Like, they literally, every day, they have tea and cookies. It's like, yeah, that's good for the teeth. Jesus.
Why don't you chew on some ice, too?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, Christ, Alfredi, I got a brick you can bite into. Anyway, the guy who wrote the, I was trying to think it. So, ba-da-da-da-da, I'm loving it. Jingle for McDonald's committed suicide 5 years later in 2008. He was a 40-year-old named Paul Tilly from Chicago.
Really?
Well, that's kind of a bummer fact. Why did he commit suicide? I wonder how much he got for it. I'm going to look that
up. Da, 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 doesn't matter. He's dead.
Jesus, man. The guy's dead already. Paul Tilly, let's see here.
What did it, like, drive him nuts? Like, that jingle was just in his head for years. And finally, I can't take it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought Justin Timberlake sang the original one. That's Justin,
the original
one? Yeah, sang the jingle. He sang the jingle. That's Justin Timberlake going, ba-da-da-da-da. Cholesterol. Let's see. I said he wouldn't be in the rest of the week.
Da, da, da. We forgot your sauces.
Ba-da,
seriously,
da,
every
da,
fucking
da.
Time.
The ice cream machine is broke. I couldn't even say it.
Da, 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 every
Jesus,
time.
Dude. He leapt from a hotel 27th floor. Yeah.
Jeez, man. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to dig
into
that.
Ways, but it's terrible. Anyway,
do you think
let's go. Keep going.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Splat.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. Good Lord, I apologize.
He's probably a good guy, man. If you're up there listening, we apologize. We like you. You got another fact?
Yeah, I do. Sorry, I was just reading it. There are 6 American cities. This is the last fact. There are 6 American cities that have a volcano within the city limits. Portland, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, Jackson, Mississippi, Honolulu, Hawaii, Prescott Valley, Arizona, and Austin, Texas. So there are volcanoes. Who set up those cities? What dumbasses were like, yeah, this is a good spot to settle by a volcano?
Need another thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Just saw a picture the other day, and it was a picture of the size of a solar flare coming off of the sun, and then what the Earth would look next to a solar flare like.
Yeah. Oh, if we get a big enough one, we are fucked.
Dude, you talk about terrifying. And that's the thing that's just floating around up there. Yep. Then you got volcanoes, you got hurricanes, tornadoes,
yep,
lightning storms, just perfect storms. Yep. Just
dead, bro. Dead.
I know. What if you were just walking around? I was like, boom.
Well, don't
volcano or like a geyser or something just explodes.
Yeah, isn't that something like in Yellowstone? Like
they don't know.
Yeah, like if that thing like erupted or some shit like that, like we'd be toast. Or like the tectonic plates, like if it shifted, it would be insane.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that thing's just on the verge. They're saying it's just like seeping over, like a teapot. That's scary, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's nothing we can do about it. Literally nothing. Literally nothing.
just a bunch, you know, a bunch of ants.
Yeah.
On an earth, and we think we're smart and big. No, some things you just come by and just step on us, just like you would do on an anthill.
Yep. No, this earth will repair itself after it destroys us. Like we're going to be gone, and then something new will take over. Who knows? We could be the second or third or fourth or a thousandth variation of whatever creature lives on this planet. And it's just we're making it worse too. We're doing it to ourselves. So.
Solar flare would definitely just be lights out, right?
I don't know.
Depends on how big it is. Like a slight burn would suck. Like not one big enough to wipe it out, but just kind of like, you know, sear the top.
Yeah. See, if that messed with our ozone, I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to fucking think about it.
We're all dead.
But I would rather have that because if I'm going to die, I want everyone to be dead, not just me. I want everyone dead along with me.
Who's coming with me? Everybody. That's a selfish act, Brock. You know what?
Fuck you guys. You don't get to live without me.
You know what? When you pass, we're all gonna be like, yeah, here we're still here.
When you pass, you all better.
What happened
with that one? When I pass, you all better kill yourselves.
Jesus, you got some red punch for us to drink.
Yes.
Before you pass?
Oh, dude, at my funeral, don't drink the punch. Actually, I want you to drink the punch.
No, you're going to be like the Joker. You're going to be sitting in your casket, and all of a sudden some like green gas is going to come from under your suit. You're just going to gas everybody.
You're all dead. You're all dead.
God, what a bastard. What a terrible person.
I'm going to murder you all. If I can't be here, you can't be here. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for us. Five facts, five opinions on a Friday. Brock and Hunter, we'll see you next time. And, of course, here's a word from our sponsor bringing it to you, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.